The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back. We're going to begin our evening practice in upright Zazen posture, listening to a talk from Senior Assistant Teacher Michael Herzog.
So here we are, one full day, 24 hours into Sesshin, deep into our practice, deep into Sesshin, with all that arises. We have all given ourselves the wonderful gift of being here upright in the middle of our lives, with whatever that is. Achy back, tired shoulders, spinning mind, joyful mind, blank mind, all of it. Just 24 hours ago, when we started, Mike Sensei gave a wonderful introduction to Sesshin and what it's about. And he started by saying that the word Sesshin means to touch the heart mind, to touch the heart mind. And he went on to say that each of us, each one of us, supports each other in this Sesshin. Each one of us is a vital part of each other's practice. We are not just little squares on a screen. We are human beings supporting each other in this great activity. And I would go on to say more that we not only support each other within this Sesshin, we support others outside this Sesshin through our practice, through our being upright in the middle of our lives. We support those who made it possible for us to be here, loved ones, caretakers. We support those who are friends with us, who know our practice, and those who don't. We support those who we meet on occasion, and those we may meet only once in our lives, and those we never meet, and those that come long after us. You are an integral part and a vital part of this world, of this universe, of reality. Your thoughts, your actions, your very being here ripples throughout space and time in ways you can never know. You can never track the full extent of your actions, of what you do, of your practice to their end, because it's infinite. In fact, I would say you can barely track it beyond a few moments of time. And there's the rub. There's the problem that sometimes will arise. That we want to know. We want to know that our practice, that what we're doing here makes a difference. And we want to know how. We want to track. And sometimes we think we do. We may call that delusion. But while you can never know the full extent of your practice, of your being here, of your actions, you can intuit them through your practice. And so there may be, at this point in time when you're listening to my voice, a small voice of your own saying, or maybe a large voice, saying, "I doubt it, Michael. This world is large, enormous, and on fire. I doubt that my actions here, right now, in a sesshin, have an effect in any way." Well, it's important to know that this doubt is a part of our lives and our practice as well. Because within that doubt, which is real, and I feel it too, within that doubt is a jewel. The jewel is a deep longing for wholeness, a deep longing for compassion, a world that is whole and safe and supporting. And the doubt itself, too, is one of the pillars of our practice. The other two being faith and effort. The great doubt that we feel, we need to support with our faith that this practice is what it is. Now, suppose for now, for a moment, you intuit the truth of this. How do you act? What do you do? How do you act when knowing that your actions here, your actions in your life at any point in time, affect and have rippled effects throughout the world? How do you know what to do when you don't know the results of your actions? Or the full extent of them? When you touch the heart mind, there is a wisdom that arises. This wisdom is not the wisdom of, say, an all-seeing eye or the wisdom of old age that we hear about. This is a simple and direct wisdom. An innate wisdom. The wisdom that knows when you drink water, whether it's warm or cool. The wisdom that knows rain by holding out your hand and catching the drops on your skin. The wisdom that was so beautifully demonstrated by Brad during our Dharma dialogue, when he expressed that he didn't know the answers to the koans, and yet he was going to go through and answer them, whether it took 5 years or more. Now, how to touch this heart mind? It can be as simple and direct as Bob Sensei's direction before we broke for dinner practice. This great awareness with a mind that is open, a mind that is a beginner's mind, open to anything that arises. This life is truly as real as a dream. And the one who knows this can't be pinned down. And you and I can choose this Dharma gate the one right here, right now, for the sake of all beings, which includes us. Thank you.